Raising financially capable children starts at home. Cherie Kurtzer, financial planner at Alex Forbes. June is Youth Month in South Africa, a time to reflect on the potential of young people and the role adults play in helping them build secure, independent futures. Education, opportunity and resilience are often top of mind, but one life skill is sometimes overlooked: financial literacy and, just as importantly, a healthy relationship with money. In financial planning, we often see how habits formed early in life shape later decisions. By the time many people start earning an income, their attitudes towards spending, saving and debt are already deeply established. In many respects, financial planning starts long before the first salary. It starts at home. Although Youth Month focuses on young people more broadly, this article looks mainly at children and teenagers. Many of the lessons apply well beyond those years, and some can begin even earlier in simple, age-appropriate ways. Parents, guardians and role models have a powerful opportunity to equip children not only with money, but with the wisdom to manage it well. It is a skill many adults continue to work on, which makes it even more valuable to teach the next generation early. Pocket money is a practical starting point. Pocket money is less about the amount and more about the behavior it develops. Used intentionally, it can introduce three essential concepts: budgeting, or managing limited resources decision-making, including how to prioritize needs over wants trade-offs, or understanding that every choice has a consequence. A structured approach tends to work best. This can include a consistent base amount to encourage planning opportunities to earn additional money through effort or responsibility. This mirrors the real-world relationship between income, effort, and lifestyle choices. From a planning perspective, the goal is not simply to reward children. It is to give them a safe, controlled environment in which to make financial decisions and learn from them. Start with behavior, not complexity. Financial literacy is often seen as something technical, but in the early years it is more about behavior than detail. Children first need to learn how to make thoughtful choices with money before they learn more complex financial concepts. Children do not need to understand investment products at first. They need to understand the difference between wanting and needing, the importance of waiting and saving, that money is finite and must be allocated deliberately. In adulthood, most financial outcomes are driven less by knowledge and more by behavior. That behavior is often formed early. Talk about money without creating anxiety. Parents often hesitate to involve children in money discussions because they do not want to cause stress. While the intention is understandable, complete silence can sometimes lead to misunderstanding or anxiety. The aim is not full financial disclosure. It is age-appropriate involvement. There are a few practical ways to do this. Focus on decisions, not pressure. Frame conversations around choices. For example, say, "We are choosing to prioritize certain expenses this month," rather than, "Money is tight." Involve them in small, controlled decisions that can build confidence rather than fear. These can include comparing prices, planning a family outing budget, deciding how to allocate their own money. Reinforce stability. Children should always come away with the message, "We have a plan and we are in control." Financial awareness should empower children, not burden them. Introduce long-term thinking early. One of the most valuable financial lessons a child can learn is that money can grow over time. Structured saving and investing, even in small amounts, can help make this lesson practical. A savings account can be a useful place for pocket money, but it is also worth helping children understand what can be done with money they do not spend immediately. This is especially important in a world where children see fewer physical notes and coins. When money is held in an account or spent with a card, it can feel less tangible. Children and many adults may find it harder to understand that the amount available is still limited. Tax-free savings accounts for children. When earning interest in a bank account is not sufficient anymore, the next solution for longer-term investing could be a tax-free savings account in your children's names. The contribution limit is R46,000 per year. A tax-free savings account can be an effective long-term vehicle because it offers tax-free growth, With no tax on returns, a platform for long-term compounding that doesn't only offer cash solutions like a money market, does a tangible introduction to investing concepts. Smaller, flexible contributions, a place to invest monetary gifts in a meaningful way. The real advantage is time. Even modest contributions made consistently can benefit from decades of compounding. This principle becomes far more powerful when it starts early. From a planning perspective, the value is not only the investment itself, but the mindset it develops. Money is not only for spending, but it can also help build future security and outcomes like university funding or the money to buy a first car. Long-term financial success is seldom the result of a single decision. More often, it is the outcome of consistent, disciplined behavior over time. The same principle applies to raising financially capable children. Youth Month reminds us that we are not only raising children, we are raising future decision makers. Investing in them goes beyond education and opportunity. It includes equipping them with the confidence and ability to navigate financial decisions throughout their lives. Ultimately, one of the most valuable gifts we can give children is not money itself, but the ability to manage it wisely. Ends. Author at Cherie Kurtzer, Alex Forbes Plus Posts Bio at Cherie Kurtzer, Alex Forbes. How to navigate the festive season within a budget and have some money left over for January at Cherie Kurtzer, Alex Forbes. This savings month, pay yourself first, share on your socials.